While we were small, our mother was constantly watchful. If she'd forgotten us, even for a short time, we might have met our death or been disabled for life. Each day of our early childhood, our mother rescued us from many disasters, and she always considered things from the point of view of our own safety and well-being. This is true, you know, a lot of times when I see mothers, like they'll go someplace and then they'll carry like so many things with them, you know, like a big bag of many things, right? And it's for every contingency. And whenever they go into a new environment, they're looking around, okay, where are the dangers, right? Okay, is there a dangerous animal? Is there a place that they could fall? Is there anything sharp? Like that. They're like scanning the environment. We're just little. We're just like, boop, 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 boop. We just want to play, you know? We have no idea how close to death we are. And our mom's like looking. You know? Parents are so amazing this way, you know, like, and bring new child and then have to like child, you know, proof the house, like, I mean, not even to protect them, like the things you can't open the cupboards and like all these things that become inconvenient, right? But it's all to protect their children. And like I said, it's not like, I mean, you know, when someone's a babysitter, they're doing the same thing, but you just do that for a little bit, you get some money and you go away. Right? Our mother was not a babysitter. You know, like taking complete responsibility. And like, we didn't have this ability to do this for ourselves. She did it. So here's a question. Do we think our mother saved our life? And we think, Oh yeah, there was that one time. This is actually a true story for me. I was young and I was with my mom at the mall and we were eating pizza, which was my favorite. And I was clearly eating too quickly. And suddenly I realized I was choking. I don't know how old I was. I was young. And I realized I was choking. And I remember like reaching in my mouth, trying to grab the cheese that was preventing me from breathing. And because of the excess saliva in my mouth, every time I tried to grab the cheese, it would just break up in my fingers. I couldn't get a hold of it. It would just melt around my fingers. And I was starting to panic. And I remember like seeing other people, like looking, they could see something was going wrong. And they had a worried expression on their face. And then my mom, she stood up, walked around the table, grabbed me right here and went whoop, like that. Plop. Obstruction removed. Breathing again. And then she went back to her seat and sat back down. She saved my life. She gave me birth. And guess what? And this is true for all of us. So it looks like I say, oh yeah, she saved my life that one time. No. She gave us birth and then saved our life many times each day. Just some are more obvious to us than others. She saved our life many times each day. Even just by feeding us. So do we think that's kind if someone saves our life? How about if they save our life many times each day when we are young?